Hey, welcome to Bayes. It's awkward to introduce people because we're just like friends from college, just like trying to hang out. So, but this is a podcast. Welcome. I'm Ryan.
I'm Austin.
Ryan.
I'm Tom.
Just like we rehearsed. Yes. Got
Smooth.
it. All right. So, I wanted to kick things off because I had an issue this month where I had to take $1,500 out of my savings, mainly because I was just fucking stupid and I spent too much money. And so what I had to do was I had to sell my Ethereum to pay back the savings so that I didn't lose that much shit. And I just wanted to know, have you guys ever done investing? And if so, have you ever like not done any research before you bought the thing that you bought? Because that's might have been what happened with me, and I made like a grand.
I mean, that's exactly how I bought Ethereum. Like, I did not do research on it whatsoever. It was just on
I kind of know how
Coinbase.
it works, but I was just like, yeah, I think like Reddit says that it's gonna go up. So, I mean, I might as well see if it does.
See, when I initially bought Ethereum, it was like super cheap. I invested, I gained like 200% of what I put
Yeah.
in. And then I held it too long and then it crashed. And now
Oh.
I'm down like 50% of what I initially put in. But yeah, when I initially picked up like crypto, the lingo,
I
crypto.
watched like a 10-minute video on YouTube from like the founder of Ethereum explaining what it was, and then I was like, I've done my research. I'm gonna invest. Let
See,
me put
but
my real world money. I put like a grand. Just like, but
okay, well,
I got like 100% return, so
that is good.
yeah.
I but like I went like off main market. I was like, if I'm going crypto, I'm going deep into this. So I
Rat
like
coin.
invested in like Ron and Verge and ones that have like never
Oh shit.
been heard of, but are at least on the top like 30.
Yeah. What about the Bays not named Ryan? Have
Ooh,
you guys
okay,
ever?
that's me. I'm one of them.
My name is also not Ryan.
Ooh, okay. I don't have any direct investment experience. The only thing I can really speak to on this is I'm studying for an actuarial exam right now. And
Okay.
one of the topics on it is investment strategies and market behavior. And there's some really weird trends that like kind of like anomalies that haven't really been explained. I think the market does better after an NFC team wins the Super Bowl.
What?
Yeah, market
It's just
performance
like
is.
one of those stupid patterns that they found that exists until it doesn't. Like, okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. Take it how you will. I personally say just throw it all in an index fund. It'll grow. Compound interest is strong, whatever. But
Oh, okay.
yeah.
Oh, I forgot
I'm very.
you fuckers are actually like learn about this shit.
Yeah, no, I'm very passive about my market stuff. Like I'm in my 401k at my company. That's it. But
Yeah.
yeah, if I had more money to throw around, I feel like I would fall into the same mistakes that you guys are talking about. Like I would be like, wow, this sounds like cutting edge. Like there's no way that all these other people haven't already thought about investing this way. Like it's gonna be
All
great.
it
It's
can
gonna
do
be
is go up.
yeah,
There's
right.
no chance it doesn't.
Yeah. But
What's so stupid about crypto is like it's supposed to be a currency, but it's never used for like transactions because one day you could buy a pizza for like $10, and then the next day you'll come and buy the same pizza and it'll be like $350. And you're just like, okay, like that doesn't make any sense. So there's no way to use it as a currency. So then all people do is invest in it, which just like has like this repetitive cycle of making it go up and down, and it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I mean, in order to use it as a currency, that real that retailer that's taking it needs to adjust their prices at the same rate as the actual currency is changing. So like to make right. that pizza worth the same every yeah, single
that's a,
day.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
But like I don't think any retailers at the like potential right now to keep up with it.
Yeah.
At least not in like real world time.
Yeah, that's probably true. There's probably like a bunch of computers that like have machine learning that just like are just like, oh, we can see this trend, so we just sell or buy, and that they're just making a shitload of money.
But I think the biggest first retailer was Overstock. They 100% take Bitcoin. And like
I also think- got O.co, so they're just like winning.
That's true. But they like they were the first ones to like jump on that boat. The like CEO is all about crypto.
Was, that's awesome.
Like, this is the future. We need this. But like I think they do a daily adjustment on their rates.
Oh, on
their exchange rate.
That makes sense. I mean, that's like the only way you can accept it.
Yep.
All my money is tied up in Enron still. I'm waiting for the right time to sell.
Oh man. Austin, we've got some news for you, buddy.
Some what?
Some news.
I thought you said some nudes. I was like, I don't want them.
I do want some nudes for you. I've sent you nudes before.
What?
I'm just kidding. I have a nude of Austin. Would everybody like to see that?
That's me just pooping on the toilet.
Yeah. We were when I was in LA and I was
on or into.
That's a good clarification for Mercer. That's true. You're at a party, you have a couple drinks. You probably shouldn't drive, but you're an idiot. You decide to drive anyway. But you're being really safe, and you're in the middle of nowhere on a foggy, dark road. You haven't seen a car in over an hour. All of a sudden, someone appears out of nowhere, and you hit them with your car and strike them dead. And there's no one around. You haven't seen anyone for hours. What do you do?
Austin, you should have called us about this when it happened last weekend. Come on, man.
What did you do, Austin?
You ever seen Weekend at Bernie's?
I've never seen it.
That.
I know the concept.
It's just a joke.
Mainly from How I Met Your Mother.
Yep, me too.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Yep. What would I do? Well, I mean, people are obviously going to know that my car is injured. So, like, they'll be able to see the damage on my car.
Also, miraculously, your car is in pristine condition.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so this is a fake thing.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, if you're in a situation where it's like you're probably not going to ever get found out that you struck someone with a car, but you did, do you call the police or do you just let it go? Do you bury the body?
No. You don't go that deep in of like now you bury the body.
If you keep driving,
if you keep driving, that's different than if you stop, bury the body, and like destroy.
That's true. You're in a whole other level if you're at that
because
point.
Like because if you hit them, if you hit them and say, "Oh, I thought it was like a fox or a deer," that'd be a pretty big fox. But like if you hit them and drove away and you're like, it must have been a deer or something, then that's one thing. But if you actually got out, saw it was a human, buried them, then that's kind of hard to explain.
Well, because that's what makes it real, you know? Like,
but this isn't real.
Well, no. I'm saying like, hypothetically, if this actually happened, it wouldn't, like what you did, like wouldn't feel or maybe necessarily even be real if you just like continued, you know? Like,
Austin's yeah, are you saying like if you didn't realize that it was a human?
Yeah, like if you like it's like kind of like a Schrodinger's cat kind of deal. Like,
yeah, like, I agree with that.
Until you check what you hit with your car, like it can be whatever you want it to be.
What like, what if you see it's a human being as you hit it?
I feel like ethically I would check either way, just being me. But like,
Would you call the cops if you hit it?
Yes.
Yeah, I would too. I would.
Here we go again.
What about you, Austin?
I'm gonna throw in one little wrinkle here. What if you weren't driving the car? What if you were a passenger in the car and the person who hit the person with the car that you're in insists on?
Is this person a stranger, like an Uber driver, or a friend?
It's a friend.
So this gets to like the deeper level question
happens. It's your mom. Mom's driver.
Specifically Ryan's mom or
Well, shit. That seems a little unbalanced for everyone.
Well, certainly not Ryan Mercer's dad, am I right?
Okay.
Or mine for that.
Oh wow.
Guys, I have enough to go around. I've got like three. You guys can have some.
We all have a dad each.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we divvy it up.
Exactly.
I'm not looking for a dad, I'm more looking for a daddy. Just to clarify.
Okay, nice.
I think there's an app for that one, but not the actual father.
Is there an app for that at this point?
Did you hear about that?
Is it like Tinder for daddies?
I think so. There has to be.
I don't know. But there was a thing, you might have seen it, Redditor Ryan Tucker.
All right. I don't want to be known as Redditor Ryan. That's not a desired name. I occasionally go on Reddit sometimes. I'm not like defined by that, but okay, continue.
Is that why you send us text with your Reddit posts every day?
Sometimes I find funny things on there.
Is that why when anyone tries to show you anything funny ever, you're like, oh yeah, I already saw that on Reddit. Like,
well, all right.
Two days ago.
You know how normal people are like, oh. This is good. This is some good shit.
Can't make fun of me. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
I know I was going to
say. All right. So, post edit, Ryan.
I'm just kidding. I'm not going to edit it out. Go ahead.
There was a post the other day about this guy putting a Craigslist ad out to see if they could get a generic father figure to come to this giant barbecue they were trying to hold. And what? Yeah, it was a really cool thing. And like several dads responded, and then some like beer company got a hold of it too, and they like supplied a whole bunch of alcohol for the party. And like three different types of walks of life dads showed up, and just the whole post was awesome because it had all these really specific like requirements. Like you have to refer to all the guys as like chief or something. like every like generic dad. Nice. like preference is given to dads named Dave or Phil or like it's like all these. Like must provide own grill, like nice. But like the whole thing turned into this giant event. Like they made like t-shirts for it and everything, and it was just a really swell time. So
that sounds like a fun party.
I think that maybe we'll inspire an app for that type of daddy.
Oh, I meant one that spanks me.
Yeah, I know.
You could make that one of the requirements.
Yeah.
Also, I'm just going to blurt out this random observation. You ever realize that Ryan Mercer's hair kind of looks like his dog's fur? Like they both,
yeah,
they both have that kind of curly, cute, like little cuddly hair.
I actually, at work, they have started referring to my hair as a chia pet. So they keep like pulling up pictures and sending it to me through email of like the Barack Obama with chia pet, and then like all different kinds of things.
Well, I tell you what, I am very honored to have you back again, Paul Rudd. Like it's amazing that at a podcast that is only at its second episode, we've had a celebrity return to the show.
It's a pleasure. I wouldn't be anywhere else right now.
How does this work environment compare to that of Ant-Man? Set.
It's a lot more stressful, a lot more demanding. It's there's no lines that are fed to me. It's very nerve-wracking.
Oh, Ant-Man is less demanding than this?
Yes. Absolutely.
Good. That's what we want to be known as, for sure.
Stressful work environment.
More demanding than Ant-Man. That's how we're going to broadcast this.
We finally did it. Wow. It's been a goal of ours, actually, right?
Yeah.
So when we were earlier, when Austin and Tom said, oh, we're not Ryan, I wanted to bring up the innovativeness of Elon Musk and his flamethrower that just came out.
There is a connection.
Okay.
We're going way back in the podcast, but we're bringing it present time.
Okay.
He initially wanted to release a flamethrower that looked like just this beefy like gun and custom
through the Boring Company, right?
Through the Boring Company, yeah. And
do you custom
back. Oh, sorry.
I just want to provide context. Austin and Tom, do you guys know what the Boring Company is?
No.
What, Austin, what did you say?
Sounds boring.
It's kind of a play on words. It's basically Elon Musk started another company that is going to dig tunnels underneath LA, and there's going to be like a super highway of cars, because theoretically you can go as far down into the earth as basically you could go high wise, and basically you're on the ground, so there's less chance of a crazy accident. And you can go very, very fast because he's making like vacuum sealed tubes, basically. But that's what the Boring Company is. But basically, he sold these things that Ryan, you could talk about, to like get funding, basically, and just to be Elon Musk.
Yep, just because he can. So exactly. he initially named it just Flamethrower. And then Customs came back and was like, there's no way we're allowing you to ship something that is named Flamethrower, because that is just like, it's ridiculous. We're not going to approve anything like that. So in the middle of like designing and branding, he completely switched the name to not a flamethrower. So that was his like loophole of how he got around customs, was like, no, it's not a flamethrower. Oh, and so now people are making all these jokes of like a kid on Christmas Eve is like, the parents are like, what do you want for Christmas? And they're just like, well, not a flamethrower. And then a flamethrower ends up under their tree labeled as not a flamethrower.
That's awesome.
I mean, if you think about it intelligently, I think flamethrowers could really up the ante for school shootings.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
It's like...
No, explain your up the ante.
I don't need to explain anything to you.
No, because... No, because it's interesting. No, wait. Wait, there's something here. There's something here. Okay. The last child to die from like a fire in a school has been like 40 years ago.
All right, really? Guys.
Like, really?
Well, we all know that Billy Joel didn't start it.
Oh my god.
Okay.
All right. I want you to, like, you guys can talk about something else, but I want you to save what I just said. Save that thought. I'm going to follow it up with something else funny. I just got to find it. So just give me
a
second.
Okay. All right. So I thought I would ask, I have something to say about this, but I'd like to ask the panel here. What is your favorite video game, and what might be your favorite video game experience that you've had?
I mean, if that's not talking about anything specific, then... I don't know what that question's referring to. What could that be pointing to? Go ahead, panel.
Let's listen to Austin and Tom's answers first, and then we'll go.
Okay.
Austin,
you want to ask my favorite video game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Honestly, I have a special connection to Rock Band, which sounds lame as hell. But I still play that shit sometimes.
That's cool.
It keeps my fingers.
What's your favorite instrument?
The guitar. Don't be a monster.
Guitar Hero then?
Well, I like Guitar Hero too, but Rock Band has made leaps and bounds over those idiots at Activision. Come on.
Isn't there a Rocksmith now, which you can play on a real guitar?
I have that game too.
That's been around for a while.
But it's too real. I like it fake. It's more fun.
I don't want to learn how to play an actual instrument.
So wait, Austin, are you into DJ Hero as well? Does that brand?
I used to be. Yeah.
Oh my god.
That game, the actual sound that you would get out of that game if you kept the volume low was just like, because that's like all that would be here, and like, it's so dumb. I guess the Guitar Hero is the same thing. You just hear like the strum bar. Yeah.
Sounds like a horse.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. You're playing Guitar Hero.
Tom, what about you?
Wow. Flappy Bird, no doubt.
Come on, Tom.
That's a throwback.
It's such a loaded question though, because like I can't put like, you know, with all the categories of games that are out there and like all the different like consoles and how long I've been playing video games for, like I don't think I can put one at number one, like without like,
Tom, come on.
But
like,
I don't,
all right, just name like one that you really like.
Wait, I don't understand how it's a loaded question and you had thousands of options and you stuck with Flappy Bird.
Oh, that, right?
I don't know how you got there.
I think I just had to go back to my roots, you know. Just like it's
all right. Come on, say like a real one. You actually like have played for many years.
I mean, so you like you got to go back to the classics, like Super Mario 64. Like that one's like that maybe changed your answer right there if you already had one prepared, right? Yeah,
that's probably my favorite video game. Well, maybe tied, but I have a different favorite video game experience, which I'll say in a second. But continue. Super fucking fantastic.
So just for recency's sake, I feel like I wouldn't say that Rocket League is my favorite game of all time, but it does contribute to my favorite video gaming experience because I definitely like get a lot out of like a shared, like, you know, like playing online with people who I know kind of thing. And that's one of the games that I've probably spent the most time doing something like that with. And I think my favorite experience specifically was I had been working quite a long time on improving my aerials in the league. And bless you, Austin.
Austin, and, mute yourself.
And there was this one game. I want to say that this was something we did like tie and then eventually win in overtime. But the score was basically Ryan and you and I both went airborne for this ball and you tried to score it, but it like banked weird and it hit above the goalpost. And I was above you also aerialing to try to hit it. And I just like tapped it in. Like it
I
was
remember that. Yeah. I went up, it tipped and you just came slamming down with it.
Yeah. It was, that was probably like that. I think that game or just like, recently with Rocket League has been some of my best like gaming experience that I can think of right now off the top of my head, being put on the spot. Nice. With like zero time to prepare. Thanks a lot for that.
It's supposed to be like that.
I can't.
Okay. It just shows that we're real. We're honest. We're live.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Yeah. Wow.
So, I mean, besides the experience that Ryan is about to share, my number one video game has to be Halo 3. Like, nice. It's just like the multiplayer on that was just like phenomenal. Campaign was phenomenal. And I mean, they just released the trailer for Halo 6 today at E3. So super excited. Okay, that's it. I'm done.
I'm excited for the trilogy to finish and see what that's like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Halo 3, you know, I didn't play it when it first came out because I didn't have an Xbox. But I went back and played all the Halos, and Halo 3 multiplayer was still going strong for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It is great. The mechanics are great. I love the story for Halo 2, but
yeah,
not Halo also, not
yes.
just specifically Halo 2. Yeah. So, well, do you guys have experience with Halo? How about, let's start with that.
All of my experience with Halo basically was in your dorm room, Ryan, freshman year.
Oh, yeah. We used to play with Greg a lot, right?
We would play, I think it must have been three then. Three or four.
I think it was four. I think four had just come out.
Yeah. And
Greg and I stayed up all night. We got it at midnight. We'd
play Regicide a lot.
Regicide.
And the Flood. Like those things. yeah, that was fun. I mean, like, for how much I played Halo, like, it was a memorable experience, but
yeah,
not one of my like top, just big. I never was an Xbox gamer, so
that's fair,
kind of, you know, kept me from it.
Yeah, what about you, Austin?
I used to play Halo 3 all the time, not forever.
Were you more into Halo or Call of Duty?
Call of Duty. But Halo 3 was the first game I played with, like, multiplayer with any kind of regularity. What they need to bring back in video games is cool voiceovers when you get, like, multiple kills. Like,
I need some, like, triple kill.
Overkill. Extermination. Yeah. We need to bring it back.
I came every time I heard that voice.
Yeah. Kiltacular. Kilimanjaro.
Oh, that was a good one.
Double points.
Triple points.
Let the record show that I'm still looking for this tweet.
Okay, that's fair. Well, good thing, because I have my favorite gaming experience, which was very special to me and really helped develop a friendship, really. No, it was I played this game called The Witness with Mercer. We were in college. It was junior year?
Senior year.
Okay. Senior year, and I stayed home from class two days?
It depends if you actually went to class or not. Sometimes it was 4 or 5 days.
All right, yeah. It was like that. Anyways, but we played this game called The Witness. It's, you guys kind of know about it. Tom, you played it. Austin, did you ever play it?
Oof.
I'm on the end game part of it. I already got all the lasers going.
Oh, you're playing right now?
Well, yeah, Tiana and I have been playing.
What do you mean by end game?
Like, oh. we're like, we've opened, like, I don't know. I don't want to, like, spoil anything for anyone, like, watching who might want to play.
Did you open the,
like, yeah, like the thing at the top of the mountain?
And you're
like,
going down.
Yeah, we're in. Yeah.
Okay.
We in here. We're doing that.
Yeah.
You're not even close then.
That no, seems kidding. Like the end game.
You're getting there. Don't worry.
But yeah, don't worry. But yeah, Mercer and I played that, and like, it's a puzzle game. Pretty straightforward. But like, it's beautiful, and there's no talking dialogue. There's no like even much reading of anything, but it's somehow tells its own story as you're like going through these things. And it was like one of the best experiences of all time. Like just playing with Mercer, trying to figure these things out, like banging our heads against the wall.
Because I don't know, like, how many hours we must have put into this game.
But, I can look.
Oh, okay. We'll have to look. But, like, we were at that point where we were almost, like, that that bickering couple that watches Netflix without the other one, because it's like, what, you played some while I wasn't here?
Yeah. And so like we'd get mad at each other.
I have 46 hours played. I've probably played a little bit to show other people and stuff. So we probably played a solid 40.
Yeah. And they were at like, they were big chunks of hours put in at a time. Like, I feel like we've easily had a 6 hour day.
Oh, I think we had like a 10 hour day. Day. We started in the morning and like went to like midnight or something.
And I think that's the day I ended up having two Guthrie's meals that one day. Yes, cause yes. I ordered it for lunch and dinner.
Guthrie's was like a fried chicken and French fry and Texas toast place.
If you're ever in Tallahassee, Florida, don't drive to Guthrie's, run to Guthrie's. Like,
for sure.
They do have a drive-thru though. So, I mean,
yeah.
And if you're from the West Coast or the South, I think, it's the exact same thing as Raising Cane's. I want to know who copied who because they're identical. I swear to God they are.
I think Guthrie's is far superior.
Have you had Raising Cane's?
No, but I know in my heart. Yeah, Mercer, I was thinking it'd be fun to play again together sometime.
It would be. And like,
we could do like a podcast during The Witness.
Do that. Get some Twitch action going. I started replaying it because it was like the free game on Xbox, and I was like, how can I not just download that and just play some of it? And it's like, it's still challenging.
Even I think though, it's like, been long enough that like we forget a lot of stuff. We know most of the mechanics, but still like how to solve certain puzzles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's still just stuff that like takes time. Like it's just
God. We would go through like whole areas in like an hour sometimes, and then other times one puzzle we'd be stuck on for like 3 hours. It was crazy. But
oh man.
Austin, you find the tweet?
No, but I can kind of try to get the substance of it, I guess.
Okay, whatever that means.
It's more of a, it's an interesting topic. So They tried releasing a video game on Steam. I'm sure you've heard of this. It was like an active shooter video game. Did you hear about this?
No.
They just pulled it, but it was literally a video game that allowed you to take the role of a SWAT officer trying to, like, defuse a school shooter situation, or you could play as the active shooter.
What the fuck?
And they obviously they pulled it after, like, public backlash.
But
who thought that would be okay? I mean, like, I'm all for freedom of expression and, like, basically doing whatever you want, but something that like may trigger something in a person and encourage kids that play that to actually go out and do these things. I don't think most violent video games are like that, but if you're playing as like an active shooter of a school, I feel like that's a little too far.
No, I totally agree with you, but
like Call of Duty's fine. And like, you know, M-rated games and that kind of shit. Like there's been many studies that show there's no correlation between violent video games, TV shows, movies, books, whatever, and actual violence. But depicting the actual action and allowing you to like take that role just doesn't sound like a good idea to me.
Well, I mean, bringing Halo back up, like I think the reason that my parents let me play Halo at a younger age was because it wasn't like human on human.
It was like aliens and shit.
Yeah, it was like very fictional, like nothing looked real.
That makes sense.
So
yeah, and like when the kids are that gap. Yeah.
The tweet I saw was just something that was like, it was like someone replying to an article that like talked about that game. And they were like, why are people freaking out about this? No one else remembers Columbine, Shoot 'em Up, Happy Fun Time Massacre. Like, that was a great game. It's just so funny that people ever thought that was, like, acceptable game.
Do you guys remember, was it Modern Warfare 2, where you're going up an elevator in an airport and the doors open and you just have these large machine guns and you just shoot people in the airport?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That felt a little fucked up, but like I never thought like that should be taken down. But something about like kids, like,
well, it honestly, like, it's not like you can debate the whole issue of it in a general sense, but it was kind of like almost capitalizing off the recent school shootings.
Yeah, like you
can make more of an argument for it if there hadn't been a major school shooting in like 10 years, then like maybe. But the fact that like there's been multiple major ones like just seems to indicate that it shouldn't be a thing. Like they were just trying to like unreasonably profit off that whole like exposure, I guess.
Yeah. What a optimistic and fun subject.
Yeah.
So I have a thing. This week, Dance Gavin Dance, one of my favorite post-hardcore bands, released a studio album. I wish I had the number in front of me, but they've done a lot. They've been around for over 10 years, I'd say. And I've been kind of following them for about that long. Always been a fan. Like everything they put out is super high quality. Always like pushing like experimental boundaries and just being straight up like avant-garde.
Experimental boundaries. Can you explain what you mean by
musically? They always try to do very different things. Like just almost for the sake of being different with it.
Can you demonstrate for us with your voice?
I can't. Yes. No, it's not vocal.
You can do an instrument with your voice.
I don't think I can recreate what they do. Okay. I really don't.
It's that much on the boundary.
That experiment.
You know, if you guys gave me a minute, I would get off the subject of them specifically, because really what I was trying to get at.
Sorry.
All along was I'm a huge fan of them. They've been around for a while. I mean, like my music taste is definitely like along the vein of like alternative rock. Like, you know, that branches off into like infinitely many subgenres that get very specific and almost like pretentious sounding. But a lot of the bands who wind up in that genre don't last very long. They maybe put out like two or three LPs and then they're done. They call it quits for whatever reason, or they generate so many side projects that you can't even keep track of them. It becomes dizzying almost. But then there's bands like Dance Gavin Dance that have all this consistency and that they've always been around. So I'm just wondering if anyone else has music that from a particular artist that they like, that they've been consistently impressed by, that they've been
Nickelback.
Able to. Oh, okay.
I like Nickelback too, because I know when I listen to a song by Nickelback, it's going to sound just like the other song.
I'm never disappointed because I know what to expect every single time. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's the equivalent of my Flappy Bird answer. So I take it.
That's fair. That's fair.
Fall Out Boy for me. I think Fall Out Boy is still good.
That's a good one.
They're definitely a guilty pleasure band for me.
I think people are losing sight of Rebecca Black. Like, I really think she's on the up and up. I think she's producing some great stuff now. And
I feel like she just needs to move on to the other days of the week.
I think so too. I think she needs to.
She said that Sunday comes afterward.
Yeah.
In reference to,
right, but there's like 5 out of 7 that still have yet to be explored, and I feel like there's such good real estate there, and she's really missing her opportunity.
I think she could definitely experiment with her boundaries a little bit and branch out,
be experimental, just
yeah,
like
be experimental.
Exactly. Yeah.
Forgive me for saying this, but I think that Rebecca Black is a talentless hack when compared to the My Jeans girl.
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know the My Jeans song?
No, that's how terrible she is. I have no idea who that is.
Austin, we can agree to disagree then.
Oh, shit. I'm trying to think. I feel like I never have. I like music, but I never have like super strong cemented tastes. I tend to like every couple months like start to like different things. So I feel like, yeah, there are like classics that I like, but a lot of times I don't circle back to new stuff by the bands that I listened to forever ago. I feel like I'm always just listening to kind of new things. So I don't know if I have like one solid band that sticks out in my mind that I'm like, wow, I listened to them when I still listen to them now. Does that make sense?
Blink-182's new stuff is pretty good.
Yeah, but it's not as good as it as like the classic shit.
I don't know. I like there's one, I guess they're called a band, like a duo that's always kind of like, I've liked every single thing they've released ever, and they still haven't like made it big yet, and they've been at it for, they've probably been posting on YouTube for 7 years. Time flies. Yeah, most people have like heard of them or heard of something they did because they did a cover on YouTube and it made it on Facebook and whatever. Mm-hmm. But like literally every single song I just like love.
I really like the Wiggles too.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Fruit Salad, Yummy Yummy. Yummy, yeah, that yummy. Is a good one.
It's also classic. Bananas and Pajamas.
Ooh. Oh, is that their new one? Is that on their new EP? Which one's that?
No, that's an old cartoon.
Oh.
Does anyone else, do any of our millions of listeners out there, does anybody else just make random noises for no reason? We have various random noises that we like implement on a daily basis.
Everybody has to do that. There's no way. Like, life is too boring to not make weird fucking noises every once in a while.
I like to spook my dog with them.
Yeah.
Because, like, any...
can you give us an example?
Anytime that you can make a noise without moving your mouth, it just kind of freaks them out. So if you're like, or, like, if you make the grudge noise, because, like, you really, like, it's all throat.
Yeah,
he's like, where's that coming from? Because it's not you.
I should try that on Jelly.
I can make this disturbing sound with my tongue that really gets people going.
Let's hear it. Okay, that made me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Well,
that's always the reaction.
Is that what happened? Do you like turn the lights off at night and it's like 1 a.m. and you're under the covers and like Tiana's next to you just sleeping and then randomly you just start making that noise?
No.
Can you try that and report back?
I'll let you know for sure.
Okay.
This movie came out this past weekend too, Hereditary. Austin, I know you've heard of it because you told me about it, and then I've been telling you about it ever since I saw it. But Ryan, I know you're not a huge fan of horror, but this one, I
like realistic horror.
Okay.
This isn't one of those.
So I think as an you know, someone who can appreciate good film, like,
yeah,
I think this one might be one you'd be willing to make an exception for still. But yeah, I'm not going to force you. I'm not going to force anybody.
What is the plot?
Without giving anything away that you wouldn't get from watching the trailer. It is a family. They just had a funeral for their grandmother, well, the mother. It's a pretty nuclear family, husband, wife, and two kids. Mm-hmm. And so the wife's mother passed. And so we start basically the day of the funeral, and it's just them like, you know, really dealing with the aftermath of her death and then going on with her life. But just some weird things start happening. The mother who had died had a pretty big attachment to her granddaughter. And really she's like the real root of some of the weird things that are going on at the start of the film. She has some learning disabilities, but she has this book and she draws in it a lot. And then she really just has this weird obsession with like making all these weird gadgets. They look almost like ritualistic, like totems kind of deal. Mm-hmm. Sometimes she'll use like animal parts to build them and stuff like that. I mean, I can't really take it much beyond that, except for that weird things start happening to the family, and there's some degree of supernatural stuff going on, but you really never know what type of things get passed down, you know, through the family. You know, it's all hereditary, you know, so
like you're talking about like mental illness that makes them do weird stuff.
There's some ruminations on that. It's alluded to a lot, but like I said, I don't want to steer anyone in any direction about their thoughts on the film, but I pretty highly recommend it.
Nice.
I mean, if you want a realistic horror movie, then it sounds like something being hereditary sounds pretty promising.
Yeah, but I mean, there are certain things that when you see it on the screen, you may not be able to explain it with logic, but I think there's a lot that can be said about what is shown on the screen and what is actually happening, maybe. And okay. I think the way it's shot is really good. Mercer, I know you're a stickler for that kind of thing. But there are certain things about it that maybe leave you thinking when you're done with it. So...
Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
I did want to report back from last podcast. We talked about Arrested Development, and that I probably wouldn't like the way it's filmed. And yeah, I absolutely hate the way it's filmed. So just so you know.
Thanks for testing that out for us.
Yeah, no problem.
Did you watch season 5 yet, Ryan?
No.
It's so good.
But if you want a show that's filmed perfectly, watch Riverdale.
Oh, God.
Oh, I've heard good things about Riverdale.
Such a great TV show.
I thought the show was for, like, 17-year-old teenagers.
Have you hung out with me, Austin?
I love me some Cole Sprouse, so.
Yeah. Oh, is he in that?
He is.
Sweet life.
He's really good. The whole show in general is just, it's intense.
Would you guys ever
want to
live in a hotel?
Oh, my gosh. You wouldn't?
Like a really nice hotel, like a five-star. Like
room service every day and like...
For how long? And what is my like family living situation?
You're sharing a bed with everyone in the family. And for the rest of your life.
No.
No, I mean, I imitate... the Coles in Sweet Life. Like, you know, like,
yeah,
except well, throw a dad in there too.
Pain in the ass to take my dog out. It like wouldn't feel like private at all. Like eventually I want to get a house. I feel like it would be like nice apartment living, but I wouldn't want to live like that for like 25 years. But I'd do it for like a few years. Yeah. Eventually I own a house. But I'd do it for a few years for sure.
Okay. No, I would definitely do it because it is just like living in an apartment.
Right. Except with room service, which is awesome.
Yeah. Like someone makes your bed every day. Hell yeah. Sign me up.
You know, as a child, I was really willing to suspend disbelief from the Sweet Life. Like, I feel like it was kind of a unusual situation. And then Disney just went too far with Sweet Life on Deck. They're insulting kids' intelligence at this point.
There are people that live on cruises. I read about this, like, I watched a video about this 80-year-old guy who didn't have a home, and he would get on cruise to cruise, and just, like, that's how he lived the whole time. And, like, he was like lonely, but at the same time loved his life. It was interesting.
I mean, if I could be on like an all-inclusive cruise, like 3 months at a time, like just 3 months, different cruise, 3 months, that would be awesome.
Three months would be awesome, but if you had to change ships every 5 days or something, that'd be a pain in the ass.
No, I wouldn't do that. That's not even like economical. Like the 3 month ones are like affordable if you're going to be doing it like four times a year and make it like a whole year.
There are some that are like you pay for a room and you live on the cruise ship. Like you pay like rent basically and you live on the cruise ship.
I would love that. Because like
on a bay cruise.
Holy shit. We had an idea to go on a bay cruise this summer and it never happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're going to California instead. Mm-hmm. That should be cool.
Yep.
For sure.
But yeah, we should do a bay cruise at some point.
That'd be so much fun. Could you imagine recording a podcast like all together? I guess we could do that in California.
Yeah, for sure.
Hell yeah.
Josh and Camille can be guests or we can kick them out.
Yeah.
I was saying
either. But it sounded super emphatic on that.
I was like, or we could kick them out. Yes.
Yes. That's funny. Yeah. Well, it sounds like a cool plan. I'm stoked about that.
Yeah, I'm awesome. Excited for my bachelor party. Tom, have you thought about stuff to do during it?
I kind of needed to decompress after everything.
That's fair. You spent a lot of hard energy finding the place.
Yeah, but I'm happy to report that everyone has now paid. So, good job, everybody. Really.
Was I first?
You were first.
Yes.
You were very first. You were.
That was my goal.
Like, you were first by like several days. So
that's
yeah.
not surprising.
Good job. No, it was pretty nice.
Who was last?
Austin, but we had talked about it. It was a big deal. And you know what? Shout out to Austin here though. He did the nicest thing that's ever anyone's ever done for me on Venmo. He rounded up from the amount that I requested.
Why would he do that?
Just so that my balance after he paid me would be an even number. And I
that's sexy.
Like I'm not gonna self-diagnose as OCD or anything, but like that it's a satisfying thing.
Yeah, that's
like
fair.
An itch that needs to be scratched, like having a round number when I could
scratch
it. Itch
you want, babe.
Daddy.
Thanks, Daddy.
You're welcome, yeah. Tommy.
Are you able to see other people's balances on Venmo?
I screenshotted my like my home screen so that Austin could see my username to make sure he got it right and identified it by my picture and all. And I didn't really care that he saw how deep I was rolling with this money because I like
you were like $150 in my Venmo. That's sweet.
I was over $1,000 for like 2 minutes.
Oh,
you were rolling blue hundreds, dude.
Yeah, I had like $1,250 something.
Transfer that to my bank account for that $1,500 that I owe this month.
Ryan, don't you know that dildos are getting expensive? You can't just go buy them willy nilly. See what I did there? Willy nilly.
Podcast has gone off the rails.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
While we're getting meta, I don't have like formal dinner reservations, but I did have plans to go to dinner soon.
Okay. I think Tom just told us that we have to stop the podcast.
Are you kidding me, Tom?
I didn't say that.
Tom,
I just,
what the fuck?
I really wanted to guide it towards a like an ending discussion.
Yeah, when we say an hour to the end, like, hey yo, by the way, I gotta go to dinner. Let's wrap this shit up.
Yeah, but do we want to? Is there any topic anyone's been just burning like to talk about that we want to wrap up on?
If we want,
what
we could do like a lightning round.
Okay. No, I do have one, but I think it's gonna be.
Should we save it?
Pretty deep.
All right, any quick ones?
I got all mine out, I think. I mean, since I can't... No, I'm not even going to say it.
I've got a quick one.
Okay.
If you guys don't.
Yeah. Go for it.
So today is the Madison half Ironman. And I was driving on the road that was alongside the people running. And I glanced over and I saw this man. He was probably in his 30s, probably like 450 pounds. And he was running, which means he got through the swim, which is like some however many miles, and then the biking, which is like 50 miles. And he was running like alongside these people that were totally fit, like running their asses off. And he was keeping up. It was fucking amazing. I don't understand how this guy was like so overweight, but able to just fucking outrun. Like there are so many people behind him. I don't understand that.
So, I mean, do you think he was just top heavy? He just had super athletic legs. Like, do you think the fat helped him float in the water and it was just like propeller? And then the bike is the same thing. And you're sure it wasn't a fat suit? I'm just trying to clear all the like possibilities.
It wasn't like a fake sumo suit. No, it was like a real fat dude.
Well, it's a lot of motivation.
But like if you had to train for that, what did he start at?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's kind of surprising though, right? Like the amount of time you'd have to spend getting ready for an event like that, like maybe he started a lot heavier than that.
He could have.
Yeah.
But like that was just so impressive to me. And odd.
It's good. It's good motivation to see that, I think.
For sure.
Anyone holding a donut in front of him that you didn't see?
Oh my
god. That's possible.
Yeah. We're like on that note, like, I'm gonna go. We're like halfway to wholesome on this. Like we're trying to talk
about. Yeah, but then Austin's always got to dial back the wholesome meter.
This is a family podcast.
But if I was swimming, there's no doubt the donut would have got wet, and I would have stopped right there once I had a soggy donut, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
So he definitely powered through that portion of it, at least, if there is a donut involved.
For sure. All right, well, I think that's probably a good stopping point. Thanks to whoever may have watched or listened to this, probably just me while I'm editing this 6 times and then Mercer, but
I never make hello to our future selves.
And if anyone is out there listening, hopefully you weren't too offended by anything.
Everything. We should put a disclaimer at the beginning.
My suggestion that Flappy Bird was the best game of all time.
Yeah, probably was the most fucking offensive statement of this whole podcast.
Yeah.
But also, if you are out there, hit us up, baysfromcollege@gmail.com.
Yeah.
That's in the description too. Probably we'll never hear from anyone, but it's a thing that you can email. All right. So when will I talk to you guys?
About what?
Things. Anything.
Do
you guys want to play Rocket League later tonight, maybe?
Oh, no.
You got to buy a PS4, man.
I can't. I'm not even close to finishing work. And I might go see Hereditary tonight by myself.
Boo.
That was so sad.
Do it. Fucking do it. Yeah.
I mean, we all know what Tom is doing tonight. He's got dinner.
Yeah.
That takes up the whole night.
You never know. That's fair. I'll let you know.
All right. That's fair. Maybe I'll talk to you guys.
I'm 2 weeks away from my exam. So
shit.
The PS4.
Then you can get a PS4?
Finish strong, nice. Buddy. Finish strong.
I'm going to fail, luck. No doubt.
No, I'm pulling for you. You got this.
I don't. Okay. But
memorize the formulas.
All right.
Bay Austin, Bay Austin signing off.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye. Later.